Today, robbed again. Banks behaving badly, making mortgages more expensive. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, World's Latest Post covering finance and property news. According to a recent ASIC report, millions of Australians rely on mortgage offset accounts to reduce the cost of their home loans. But a review has found customers may have been unknowingly paying more interest than they should because some banks failed to properly manage offset accounts. That's because banks have not been delivering the savings that are promised with offset accounts, according to the corporate regulator. So far, $55 million worth has been paid out in customer compensation for the failures, with further compensation likely on the way. ASIC reviewed the offset practices of eight banks, representing more than 70% of Australia's $2.5 trillion home loan market. They included AMP, ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, the Credit Union Australia Group, HSBC, ING, Macquarie, and Westpac. And they said that while practices varied significantly across the banks, they found weaknesses in how all banks set up, monitored, and managed offset accounts, resulting in some customers missing out on promised savings. An offset account is a transaction account linked to an eligible home loan. It basically works like a normal bank account, but it's linked to that home loan, and so the more money sitting in the offset account, the less interest you pay on your mortgage. So the money in an offset account reduces the outstanding amount owed on the loan, which is then used to calculate interest. By paying interest only on the net amount owed, offset accounts can significantly reduce interest costs over time and help customers repay their home loan sooner. Actually, according to the Reserve Bank of Australia, 55% of mortgages have an offset account attached to them, and the financial regulator APRA confirmed the amount of money in offset accounts is somewhere around $349 billion. That means about 1.8 million mortgages may need to be checked, and about 61 million's worth of interest is being offset every day. That's according to Canstar. Now, it's worth saying that an offset arrangement may not be the best option depending on cash flow balances versus additional charges, because while an offset account does not change the required loan repayment amount, it does mean a greater share of each payment goes towards paying off the home loan rather than the interest. And many customers use offset accounts so they can access their savings for day-to-day spending while reducing interest on their home loans. When they work properly, offset accounts can save households a significant amount of money, but when they are not, customers can unknowingly pay thousands of dollars more in interest, sometimes over a long period, without any clear signal that something is wrong. But beware also, because most banks will charge for offset features through higher interest rates, account fees, or even both. So this means that while some customers may choose not to have an offset account linked to an eligible home loan, most customers do choose to because they expect real interest savings in return. And given their growing importance, widespread use, and costs that customers incur to access them, it is essential that offset accounts work as intended and deliver the interest savings that customers expect. So ASIC requested loan-level aggregate data for home loans settled between the 1st of March 2025 and the 31st of August 2025, and they reviewed data for 204,000 unique home loans from that period. And they were concerned that some banks could not readily identify whether their customers had requested an offset account. Others had to manually recreate information flows that made it difficult to estimate the full impact to customers of the issues that they found. Overall, they found a lack of awareness, insufficient oversight, and inadequate responses by some banks. They identified four key issues. First, banks struggled to readily identify customer offset account requests. Many banks could not identify if or when customers had requested an offset account. And there was inconsistent detection of offset account failures. Some banks were unaware that they were failing to deliver on the promises to link offset accounts to home loans. Because the monthly repayments on the loan stays the same, errors can remain hidden for years. and there was a failure to compensate customers, and they were slow to fix issues. And even when banks did identify potential offset account failures, some failed to adequately assess the extent of potential customer losses and to compensate customers, and that there was a lack also of visibility of information on offset accounts for customers. Some customers had no easy way to confirm whether their offset account was set up and linked to the right loan and the savings that they were making because they could not easily access key information on their bank's mobile app. In fact, despite the extensive remediation that has been paid to customers, the banks reported a low volume of offset account failures in their data requests. So ASIC was concerned that the low volume of failures reported may not adequately reflect the true extent, and it conflicts with other evidence that they saw during the review, including a high volume of customer complaints. And they cited evidence of significant issues, including banks paying compensation on a high volume of offset account-related customer complaints. Five of the eight banks undertook offset account-related remediation programs during or after the review period to address identified offset account failures, and banks continued to pay compensation to hundreds of customers for offset account failures during review period, with more expected from remediation programs that are underway. So ASIC suggests that customers should regularly check their offset account has been set up, is linked to the correct home loan, and is receiving the benefit of saving interest. Of course, the first place to check is the bank's online banking website or mobile app. If the information is not available, customers should then raise it directly with their bank. The ASIC report identified key changes during the life of the loan, known as life changes, as the primary culprit for errors. Examples of those included switching from a variable to a fixed rate, refinancing internally, or even changing loan products. So it's important to check during such events that offsets are reset correctly. Some loan changes, like refinancing or switching products, may require asking the bank to relink an offset account. So it really is important to make sure all of the right settings are in place. And frankly, this can be difficult because the app provided by many banks is not necessarily providing a comprehensive enough view to check. So it's not unsurprising that banks do not make it easy to check, though. And it reminds me of the echoes from the Royal Commission into the banking system some years ago, where banks were shown to be more interested in preserving their profits at any costs, including charging fees to dead people and poor lending practices, than doing the right thing for their customers. So not much has changed. So this offset account problem is potentially a big issue, and wholesalers with mortgages would do well to check their offset arrangements. For example, you could manually check you're paying the right interest by first calculating the interest rate against your home loan balance for, let's say, a month. This is your annual mortgage rate, typically perhaps around 6 to 6.25% at the moment, multiplied by the average loan balance to give you a rough estimate, divided by 12 to give a rough monthly interest cost total. That's your gross figure. Then calculate your net balance. That's the amount you owe on your loan minus the money in your offset account. If your offset account balance and money owing varies over the month, do a rough estimate. And then do the same calculation on the net balance and calculate the interest. If it's lower than before, then the offset is working, if that's what you're actually paying. And make sure, therefore, the interest you're being charged is the net amount rather than the gross. But it is quite difficult sometimes, because often you only get debited a total amount. That's capital reduction and interest reduction. So it's not straightforward, because both interest and capital are deducted each month as part of one withdrawal. So the interest element is hard to tease out, especially if balances are moving around on offset accounts. In addition, if you don't have enough money in your offset account, you might find that the higher fees and the higher interest rates actually eats away from the benefit that you could be getting from your offset account Oh, by the way, there is a backstop. It's the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA. So if you have an issue with your bank, you can take it there, but their processes are slow and frankly hard to navigate. Now, the Australian Banking Association CEO, Simon Birmingham, said ASIC's report is really important and it's welcomed by the banking industry. ASIC's report looked at 204,000 accounts and found problems in just hundreds of those accounts. Now, that's still not acceptable, and it's why customers are being compensated, issues fixed, and the banks are taking steps to ensure the system overall is rectifying any of those issues. The report shows that well over 99% of cases, the mortgage offset accounts, are working exactly as they should, but it does demonstrate that there are some failures. Importantly, those customers are being compensated, those problems fixed, and identifies how systems can be improved to ensure it doesn't happen again. It's a very small proportion of mistakes that have been happening. And what ASIC's report shows, it's often due to manual system processes in isolated cases or communications failures in some cases. All of these things can and should be fixed. And that's why we welcome the report and the opportunity to ensure that our aspiration to get this right in 100% of the cases is something that we can support. Nice spin there. But as ASIC said, there's probably more being caught, but not necessarily being seen. But for me, the bottom line is this. Once again, some of our large banks have been found wanting, putting their own interests ahead of their customers. Best practice by one bank is identified in the ASIC report. The bank, which was not named, provides an offset dashboard in its mobile app, an online banking website that displays key details, including which offset accounts are linked, which home loan they are linked to, and the interest saved over the financial year. So it can be done, which then comes back to this simple question. Why is it that once again, the banks have been found out. They're just not putting customers first. That must change. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.